How many churches are there? You could ask a bunch of people, and you'll get a ton of different answers. You could get as many as a few thousand. And if you Google, for example, churches in Florida, churches in the United States, you will get tons of different answers. But what if I told you that there was only one answer that really truly mattered, that we can find in the Bible? That answer is, in fact, the right answer. There is only one church. You and I need to understand that when God planned the world, the church, and everything else he created, that he never intended for there to be more than one church. Today we're going to be looking in the Bible to see the one only church that we should be a part of. First, we need to look at how the church was established. Jesus is the one who started the church and purchased it with his own blood. If you look in Matthew 16, verse 18, it says, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." This is the point where Jesus makes his church. He creates it. But note that when you look at that verse, Jesus never said anything with an S at the end of it after church. It was singular. But if you have your doubts, if you think maybe when the New Testament specifically was translated from Greek to English, maybe there was a mistake. Maybe it was plural and they just changed it to singular accidentally. Well, if you look at the Greek definition of the word, it's ekklesia. That's where church originates from, and it's a singular compound word, which means the called out. And since it is his, Jesus is also the head. If you look in Ephesians 1:22 through 23, it says, "And he," talking about God, "put all things under his," Jesus' "feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." So Jesus is the head of the church. But notice it also talked about a body. So what is the body? Well, that would be the church. So now we need to look at what the church is. What's the church? The answer is said quite plainly in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27. It says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually." Specifically, Paul is talking to the Corinthians in this book and in this chapter, but that can be said to everyone. We're the church. If we follow God's plan of salvation, if we follow his commandments, we are his church, his body. The church isn't a place or an object. It's a people. It's God's people. And God has specific guidelines and qualifications for his church. But there are certain groups that believe they're the church. They believe in God, but they don't follow all of his commandments. This leads me to my last point. Many groups, like I mentioned earlier, believe in God, but they change it. It's like God had a straight line that he drew across, and these groups, they come in, a man comes in and he goes, "I don't like that." And he'll take his own line and he'll branch off of it, and more people will come in and they'll branch off of that until the line is so far away from God's original line, it's not even close. God doesn't want that. What it says in 1 Corinthians 1, if you'll turn with me there. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 10 through 17. "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you says, 'I'm of Paul,' or 'I'm of Apollos,' or 'I'm of Cephas,' or 'I'm of Christ.' Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, lest anyone should say that I had baptized in my own name. Yes, I also baptized the house of Stephanus. Besides, I do not know whether I baptized any other. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom or words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect." It also says in Ephesians 4:4 that there is one body and one spirit, not numerous ones. In conclusion, it will be hard looking out into the world and looking for a church that follows God's law, his guidelines that he set for us. But we need to remember, though, that denominational and man-made churches are not part of God's plan. Make sure you remember that there are certain things God permits and does not permit in his church, and that there is only one church.